Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Come to me, all of you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Is anybody here a little bit tired? Anybody feel worn down or have ever felt worn down? Maybe you're tired of all the political fighting in our country today. Maybe you're tired of depressing news. Maybe you're tired of worrying about the same problems over and over, worried about the future or what's going to happen. Maybe you're tired just of life. Maybe you're bored. We have an epidemic of kind of exhaustion, different people in different places in different ways. You know, I know some of you hear the call of Jesus, come to me and I will give you rest. And you know exactly what that rest feels like. You've tasted that rest and you want to rest more deeply in him. And some of you maybe haven't felt that capacity to rest in Christ. You know, we are called to work. We are called to be workers. Our lives should be busy about doing something. It's not as if when Jesus calls us to rest, he's telling us we're just going to be on one long vacation at all. In fact, the vocation of man is to work, to be doing something. But all too often, people are exhausted by the idea of doing something because nothing feels like it's all that important. It's no big deal. Why bother? Why do I have to make my bed in the morning? It's just going to mess up again, right? Why do I have to cut the grass? It's just going to grow again. You know, and we can have that attitude about all of life almost. But God is calling us to work, but to work with a sense of purpose. And in that sense of purpose, there is a rest. There is a rest and there is a kind of engagement and enthusiasm. What is our work? Our work is to build the kingdom of God, to become holy and to share that holiness with others. But Jesus calls us to work with him and he calls us to rest. This invitation, whether you are frazzled and burned out and exhausted by all that you have to do, whether you have 10 kids all in diapers, right? Now, figuratively speaking, okay? But, you know, you have all of these different people in your life to worry about and to keep up with. And yourself, whether that's your situation or your circumstance, or maybe you're not in that place, regardless of the circumstances of your life, Jesus is inviting you. And hear that invitation. Hear him say to you again, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest. Just hear that word. To have peace. To feel refreshed from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. To be recharged. To be renewed. But more than just superficially, more than just taking a nap, but to have it deep in your heart. To have in your soul a renewal, to have in your soul refreshment. And how does that come about? I'm going to break down the gospel a little bit for you this evening. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Almost, there's a little touch of the Our Father in there. God is Father, creator of heaven and earth. God is Lord of heaven on earth, heaven and earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus is calling out to his Father. And then he says the next thing, for although you have hidden these things, and I think to myself, what are these things? What's hidden? Although you have hidden these things, and I think it's God's lordship. It's the lordship of the Father. It is that God has everything under control. Don't worry, okay? And that's hidden from who? It's hidden from the wise and the learned. Does that mean God is against wisdom and learning? Not at all. It's those who are wise and learned in their own estimation. They're wise and they're learned, but they don't have the gift of faith. They don't have that relationship with Christ. So you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but you've revealed them to the little ones. And who are the little ones? Not small in stature, but small in ego. The little ones are the humble of heart. And the humble of heart is who God will give his rest to. And then the invitation continues, as I've mentioned a couple of times. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, 3 years ago, I had this same reading here, and I remember going into some detail about what a yoke is, right? And so some of you might remember that, although most of you forgot, and many of you weren't even here then. So what is the yoke anyway? It is that board. It is a wooden board that's put across the backs or the shoulders, if you will, of farm animals to tie them together to pull the plow, right? They pull the plow or they pull the wagon because they're tied together on a what? On a yoke. And Jesus says, come to me and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Now you can imagine this, right? Imagine in your mind's eye this wooden board across your shoulders. And you look across, and who's over there with you? Who's pulling? Who's helping you with the problems that you face in life? Jesus is. And I think you and Jesus together, you can get it done. You and Jesus together can get whatever it is, whatever problem you face, whatever exhaustion you're under. He's going to help you accomplish that task, provided you have that littleness to come to him. And what else about this yoke? Not only is Jesus with you to help you with your burdens, but he's also inviting you to take upon your shoulder his burden. The important work of building the kingdom of God. The important work of bringing the good news to others. You know, this is a very real and a very serious call. Jesus is calling each one of us, and some young men here perhaps to be priests, some young men to really in a very particular way to call, to take upon themselves the yoke of Christ and build the kingdom. But every one of us in our own way, not to be exhausted by the meaninglessness of what we do, but see meaning. No matter what we do it for the glory of God. Whether we're sweeping the floor or making the bed or cutting the grass, for the glory of God. And in that, we are renewed and recharged about our daily tasks. Now, we live in a world where we can be both exhausted and bored at the same time. And you know, and I'm going to kind of go off in a little different direction for just a minute, but I promise it all fits together, okay? Just stay with me. I read a story recently about a physician, a medical doctor who retired from his practice. And after he retired from his practice, he found himself with a lot more time on his hands. And as he had all this time on his hands, he caught himself watching a lot of television. Okay, and since he wasn't going to watch all that junk, all the sitcoms and whatnot, he thought he'd watch something that was good for him, you know, something to keep him informed. So he watched the news, right? And he watched the news, and he watched the news, and he watched the news, and he got caught up in the 24-hour news cycle. Anybody else getting caught up in that? And he woke up one day and says to his wife, I'm miserable. And he started thinking about his life. And they made a plan together. And they decided they were going to quit watching the news altogether. They're just going to quit. And the weeks go by and the weeks turn into months. And they realize how much happier they are. How much less burdened they are. How much less anxious they are about things. See, so much of the news today, unfortunately, so many news outlets, they have a constituency. and they have to play to that constituency, and they have advertisers, right? And so it would be nice if their purpose was to inform you. But their purpose is not so much to inform you as it is to engage you. And how do they engage you? By fear, by anxiety, by whipping you into a frenzy and saying, breaking news, come back immediately. And we all grab a hold of it. And it's the exact opposite of come to me and I will give you rest. It's come to me and I will make you miserable. You know, and then when the news is off, then we're going to have the advertisement, right? And what's the advertisement doing for us? They're saying, you got to buy this or you can't have any rest. Certainly your life can't be good until you own this product or own that product. Or heaven forbid, you know, whatever the crisis of the day is that you're going to have to spend a few bucks to solve. And that's the exact opposite of the message of Jesus Christ. Come to me and don't worry. Come to me and rest. Come to me and I will give you peace. You know, and if there's not enough bad news locally, they'll go halfway around the world and find some bad news and feed it to you for breakfast, right? And you'll eat it greedily and wonder why you had this anxiety. You wonder why you're burdened. Wonder why you have these worries and concerns. Now, and I know the younger people here, maybe you're not watching the news all the time, but you have the Facebook or the Instagram or whatever it is today. You got to keep up with it. You got to keep up with what's going on. Heaven forbid you miss out on something. You know, I was reading about a beautiful, successful young lady with an incredible singing career. And as her life unfolded, she began to be worried. She began to be worried that she was going to miss out on the big party. She was going to miss out on some event that happened somewhere at some club or somebody's house. And so she had to go out every night of the week. She had to go out on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, making sure that she didn't miss out. And what did that do to her? It exhausted her. It emptied her. Exactly the opposite of the message of Jesus. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me, humble yourself before me and let me give you rest. I'm going to read for you a little passage from the Sermon on the Mount, one of my favorite passages of the Bible. I've edited it down just a little bit, but you should all be familiar with these words of our Lord. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you are to eat or drink, or about your body and what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about your clothes? Learn the way of the wildflowers. They do not work or spin. And if God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is tomorrow thrown in the oven, will he not much more provide for you? O you of little faith, do not worry. Your heavenly Father knows what you need, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's another way of saying, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Take my yoke upon your shoulder. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am meek and humble of heart, for my burden is light and my yoke is easy. Now that word easy doesn't mean without difficulty. That word easy means it fits well. When you are yoked to Christ, no matter how heavy the burden that you are pulling, it's what you're supposed to do. It's what you're supposed to be busy about. It's going to give you energy and refreshment just doing the will of God. And so we are called, my brothers and sisters, in the beautiful gospel that we meditate on today, "Come to me, all you who are labored and burdened, and I will give you rest." Now, in a minute from now, I'm going to hold the host over the altar. In a minute from now, I'm going to hold the host over the altar. And in that moment, I want you to hear Jesus calling you to rest. A supernatural rest. Again, not like taking a nap, but a rest in your soul. A refreshment inside of you. And as you kneel there in the congregation tonight, hear him calling you to come and rest in faith. And we take that moment in Mass where I'm holding the host, and we extend that moment by placing the host in the monstrance in the Adoration Chapel. And there in the Adoration Chapel, the host is there for you to come before our Lord, meek and humble of heart, and find rest for yourselves. Rest from this busy world. Rest from this crazy world. And so hear him invite you. Be little, not in stature, but in ego. And let the Lord our God give you rest.